This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A jury in the U.S. state of Minnesota is now deciding a closely watched murder trial almost 1 year after the world saw George Floyd, a black man, die with a white police officer's knee on his neck. The 12 jurors in the city of Minneapolis began deliberations Monday on former officer Derek Chauvin's murder and manslaughter charges after nearly a full day of closing arguments. Prosecutors argue Chauvin squeezed the life out of Floyd last May in a way that even a child knows is wrong. The trial began 2 weeks ago and featured hours of witness testimony. Security is tight and other U.S. cities are on high alert after violent demonstrations followed Floyd's fatal arrest last year. The World Health Organization says the global COVID-19 pandemic can get under control in the coming months if resources are shared fairly. Global climate change activist Greta Thunberg joined the WHO Monday as a virtual guest from Sweden. She's arguing for vaccine equity, saying it's unethical that rich countries are vaccinating younger citizens ahead of vulnerable groups in developing countries. Thunberg says whereas 1 in 4 people in high-income countries have now been vaccinated, only 1 in more than 500 people in poorer countries had received a shot. The World Health Organization is concerned about the alarming rate at which COVID-19 is spreading in those aged 25 to 59 worldwide, possibly due to much more contagious variants. The latest surge worldwide includes increases among age groups previously less affected by the pandemic. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com and follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former UN Chief Ban Ki-moon is urging his successor to engage directly with Myanmar's military to prevent an increase in post-coup violence, and said Monday that the Southeast Asian country should not dismiss the turmoil as an internal issue for Myanmar. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' special envoy has talked with the military since it ousted the elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, but the army has not allowed her to visit. The 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations has been trying to find a way out of the violence in fellow member Myanmar. The country's junta chief will attend a summit with the nations in Indonesia later this week. A local monitoring group says nearly 750 people have been killed by security forces since the February 1st coup, and more than 3,000 remain in detention. Chad's president, Idriss Déby, has been reelected to a sixth term with nearly 80% of the vote, according to results shown Monday. And the army says it has killed 300 fighters waging a rebel offensive launched on Election Day. The 60-year-old Déby has ruled Chad for 3 decades, and his reelection was never in serious doubt, with a divided opposition and a campaign in which demonstrations were banned or dispersed. U.S. aviation authorities on Monday urged airlines to exercise extreme caution when flying near the Ukraine-Russian border, citing potential flight safety risks. There's concern about an airplane being shot down during a conflict because it was misidentified. Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur in 2014 when it was shot down over Ukraine by a missile, killing nearly 300 people. Investigators blamed Russian-backed rebels. Russia's defense ministry said Monday it had killed up to 200 fighters in Syria during airstrikes on a terrorist base where fighters were planning attacks ahead of presidential elections next month. Russia isn't revealing the date of the strikes nor the group that was targeted. A vote is set to be held on May 26th, the second since the Syrian conflict began in 2011, with the crackdown of anti-government protests that have left nearly 400,000 dead. Russia is a key ally of President Bashar al-Assad's regime. And the White House press secretary says what happens to Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny in Russia's custody is the responsibility of the Russian government and the world will hold them accountable. Russia has said they transferred the ailing 44-year-old to a prison hospital. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.